Thank you, Dr. Wayan, and welcome to everybody in my presentation. Today I am going to present mapping by sequencing and RNA-seq in upland cotton line MD52 and NE identifies candidate genes for fiber strength and quality. Fiber strength, length, uniformity determine the commercial value of the fiber and the quality of the yarn spun. Fine mapping along with futile analysis and also prediction of candidate gene make uncover the genetic and molecular basis of fiber quality trait. To keep in mind those things, we did mapping by sequencing, and it is a novel technique to identify SNPs from next generation sequence data and convert those SNPs to functional allele specific marker, and we could able to place in genetic map. This work make us very easy with the availability of gossypium reference genome sequence, and we actually fortunate we do have very good NILs, which is MD52NE and MD90NE, which was donated by Dr. Meredith. He actually developed this one. And these NILs only have a fiber strength difference, also have a short fiber index difference. And with using these nails, we could able to identify 4 QTL, and which was reported in molecular breeding in 2014 using F2 population. In this study, we could able to identify the same QTL using F3 population, and also we saturate the QTL region using genomic SNPs marker. And those loci were in the QTL region, we could able to physically map on gossypium Raimondi physical map. And also we analyze RNA sequence transcriptome and also gene expression in order to identify candidate genes and better understand gene function related to fiber quality trait. This figure shows that how MD52NE and MD90NE was developed, and MD90NE was the recurrent parent for MD52NE. In this study, we planted 375 F3 lines in Eastonville, Mississippi at 2014, and all open wall was collected for measuring fiber quality trait. The figure shows that the fiber bundle strength, short fiber index, and upper half mean length was normally distributed and also continuous, which was actually same as like F2. Now, using the same SSR, we identified the QTL and confirmed our F2 QTL, and which was on chromosome 3, chromosome 14, and chromosome 24. In addition to that 4 QTL, we also identified the another 2 fiber bundle strength QTL on chromosome 14 and chromosome 24 this time, and one each for short fiber index and fiber bundle strength. After this, so we now trying to narrow down the fiber QTL location using the SNP map. Then we sequence the both NILs and also aligned those sequence using pseudo reference genome gossypium hirsutum and those which have AT and DT subgenome both. And we also blast the SSR from that QTL and in order to find the physical location also. So after the alignment, we could able to identify 29,125 high quality SNPs, which is genomic SNPs from DNA-seq. And out of this, almost 17,000 and 12,000 are in AP and DT subgenome respectively. This figure shows that the SNP distribution per megabase pair on AT and DT subgenome. And fortunately, we could able to identify a great diversity of SNPs located on DT subgenome in the three regions. One is on chromosome 4 and two is on chromosome 5. And also the blast result of our SSR sequence revealed that those three QTL regions also on the same region. And it was expected since the MD52NE, MD92NE was in near isogenic line and only different on fiber bundle strand. So we could imagine that the QTL region might be on that region. And then I narrowed down the region on the A. It is on actually chromosome 4 gossypium diamondi in 15 megabase pair to 22 megabase pair the SNP distribution. So there are two marker names, CFB5078, and also the another one is SSRGS222. Actually, this I will later show you that the map, but these two is the flanking marker of this QTL region. And this is actually on chromosome 4, 15 megabase pair to 22 megabase pair, and then two marker is the flanking marker. And this figure shows on the chromosome 5, gossypium diamondi, 47 to 60 megabase pair, the SNP distribution per 100 kilobase pair. So then we placed the SNPs on the QTL region, and then we could able to place 27 SNPs on the QTL region. And those SNPs actually we developed the allele specific and also subgenome specific SNP marker. And we did genotype using RT-qPCR CyberGreen assay. This figure shows that the physical and genetic location of the marker. Physical location on the gossypium diamondi chromosome 14, which is from 18 to 22 megabase pair. And three SSR and 10 SNPs were mapped. And we could narrow down the distance between two adjacent loci, which is 0.75 centimorgan. And the distance between flanking marker was 3.7 megabase pair physical distance and 8.1 centimorgan genetic distance. So in this QTL region, the QTL related to fiber bundle strand was had a highly high effect, which is a 15.7% R square value. On the other hand, chromosome 14 of gossypium hirsutum, the homologous chromosome of gossypium diamondi chromosome 5, we could able to map 16 SSR and 8 SNPs, which narrow down the 0.89 centimorgan between two adjacent loci. And the physical location of the flanking marker was 1.8 megabase pair, and the genetic distance was 4.4 centimorgan. And in this region, the fiber length has the greater effect, which is 11.5%. The other QTL on chromosome 5 at 49 to 58 megabase pair on gossypium diamondi, and on chromosome 3 on gossypium hirsuta, which has 39 SSR and 9 SNPs, and the distance between two adjacent loci was 0.96 centimorgan, and flanking marker distance was 4.4 megabase pair and 6.8 centimorgan respectively. But this QTEL has a little effect, which is 4.4% on fiber bundle strength. Then what we did gene expression and amino acid substitution analysis in order to find out the candidate gene. And we did RNA-seq 15 and 20 DPA developing fiber between two nils using three biological replication. And after analysis, we found 38 differential expression genes between the QTL region. And the differential expression was defined by if any gene have two fold difference between two genes. And out of 38 DEG, 21 was significantly different, which is actually p value was 0.05. Then we did amino acid substitution analysis, actually which SNP have the functional amino acid substitution or mutation. Out of 27 genes, 18 were actually located on the gene. Out of 27 SNPs, 18 were on the exon of the gene. So out of 18, 8 actually produce silent amino acid. Actually, it does not have any deleterious effect, although they have different amino acids. And then out of the remaining 10, the 9 form missense mutation and only one form is nonsense mutation, which is very interesting. I will show you later. So the only nonsense mutation was on thaumatin-like protein at chromosome 5. This figure shows that gene differentially expressed on the chromosome 4 on the QTL region, and these three SNP had the same had the gene, and the here you can see the amino acid substitution. Serine was on the MD90, which is reference, and MD52 has changed in arginine. But there have changed, but those two amino acids is actually chemically same. So we don't think there have any effect on phenotype. On chromosome 5, again, three SNPs have gene. And in this region, we found a very interesting one is nonsense, which is in MD90, the inferior parent have a premature stop codon. It means that the gene cannot produce full length of protein, so which may affect the performance of this line. And then we found that this is actually thaumatin-like protein, which is receptor-like kinase protein. And by the way, the out of 21 significant differential genes, 8 was actually some kind of receptor-like kinase protein. And then on the chromosome 3, also 3 SNPs have the gene. And then they have also the protein amino acid substitution. And we found one is chemically same, another one is not chemically same, but we tried to find out whether they have any effect or not. And we found that they are actually orthologously the same amino acid. So then we also validate the RNA-seq data, how they are actually defendable or trusty. So we did qPCR and we found that the qPCR data are almost identical with the RNA-seq data. Okay, thank you. And the conclusion, we identified and confirmed 4 QTL, and those QTL regions are actually we could able to place 27 SNPs, and the refined QTL regions spent 4.4, 1.8, and 3.7 megabase per of physical distance. And the QTL region also contained 21 significant DEZ between MD50 to MD90. Transcriptome and amino acid mutation analysis suggests that receptor-like kinase pathway genes are likely candidates for superior fiber strength and length in MD50 to NE. With that, I acknowledge my research group, Cotton Fiber Bioscience Research Unit, especially Dr. David Fang, research leader, Dr. Heejin Kim, and Ping Lee. I also thank Dr. Gregory Tyson, Christopher Delhomme, and Dr. Ling Ho Zheng. Finally, support USDRS and Cotton Incorporated. With that, thank you. I am happy to take your question.
Thank you.